All right, here's just a quick rant I want to try and get out. It's just something I've been thinking about, and I rant to my girlfriend about it every once in a while because we're big Supernatural fans. Specifically the television show, I mean, not just the Supernatural in general. But we really enjoy that series. We've been binge watching, rewatching from the all the way to the beginning, first season, and we've gotten to the 11th season, and I'm rewatching all these episodes, and there's so many great characters besides the main characters. A lot of them you only see for one episode, and there's a lot of them that I think just have potential for bringing back. And I understand, like, you can't bring them all back, and you know you gotta keep the story going and moving forward. But there's so many great characters they meet that I think you could put them in a spinoff show that would hold, especially if you put some of these characters together on like the same team. So here's my pitch and idea for a spinoff show of the CW Supernatural series. My working title, which is going to sound lame, but hey, it's my working title, is Supernaturals. Supernaturals. Yeah, I know. Real clever, right? Anyways, so here's my idea. I want to put together a team of characters from the show and have them on their own spinoff. And they basically, yeah, they'll do a lot of the same stuff that the Winchester boys do. But the Winchester boys tend to be a little self-involved and tend to do a lot of big world-saving stuff. And this team can do, you know, other things that you know, try and figure out things that the Winchester boys can't do, you know. Or, you know, there's probably other things going on, big bad things going on that the Winchesters aren't even involved in and don't know are being taken care of and swept under the rug and whatnot. So here's my team. Okay, so starting off, I'm going to go way back to season one. There was a psychic woman named Missouri Mosley. I think I'm saying that right. Missouri Mosley, played by a Loretta Devine, or Divine. I'm not quite sure how to say her last name. Spelled Divine. Which is perfect, because she plays a divine psychic. I mean, a really good psychic. She can read minds and she sees things and whatnot. Sense ghosts and whatever, it's not just her power that puts her on this fan cast list or this team. It's her attitude. Her personality is great. I loved her interaction with the Winchesters, and I would love to see her interaction with some of these other characters I have on my team here. Next up is I think a fan favorite, Garth. Garth got kind of written out of the show because he became a vampire and joined a vampire fan. No, I'm sorry, I said vampire, I meant werewolf. He became a werewolf and joined a werewolf family that were all good and didn't hurt people. Now, I really like Garth, and I think it'd be fun, because I really hate this whole, oh, if you're a monster, you're evil thing. I mean, the show is really black and white about things, even though there's a lot of characters they do meet that gray area. And I hate the fact that, like, oh, some characters meet that gray area because Dean says they're okay, and then Sam says, oh, but these guys are okay, but then the other person kills that one. And it's just a lot of baloney, I think. But anyways, I think it'd be kind of fun to have Garth on there. And just have Garth kind of be like, oh, he had a falling out with his lady or something, you know, just woman problems. You know, you can write in something silly and goofy like that. And Garth actually being a werewolf who has found a way to, you know, hold back on the temptations, and he's able to take care of that. And maybe even the team members help him a bit with that. But it'd be kind of fun to have that that character, especially since DJ Quails, who plays Garth, is just, he's funny. He's funny in everything he's in. So him as a werewolf and using his werewolf abilities to help be kind of the hound of the group, you know, the tracker and the bloodhound, and so to speak. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Next up, there's here's a couple characters that only ever show up in one episode, and I was really upset that I have not seen them come back yet. And the characters are Aaron Bass and his golem. Now, Aaron Bass, if you remember, he was his grandfather was a rabbi, and he was supposed to learn like the rabbi traditions, specifically like some of the more magical parts of their heritage or whatnot. And he had this golem, this pretty much unstoppable golem that was an awesome weapon and a great character. I think it'd be great to see the golem and Aaron Bass come back. Have Aaron Bass this time, you know, he's learned everything he's supposed to learn, so he's kind of this, you know, magic-wielding, you know, rabbi. It'd be fun to see, I think. And then have his golem, of course, because John DeSantis, who has actually been on the show 3 or 4 times as other characters, you just don't ever see him because his face is usually covered. There's an actor I really like. He's a great, giant actor, I think. And I really like to see him when he pops up. And I think he did a good job as the golem. I want to see more of the golem for sure. But so those two would be on my dream team list. Another one I would throw on there might sound odd, but I just think she's funny too. And I think it'd be fun to see more of Becky. So throw Becky on the team, and maybe she's even the one that puts the team together. And she could just be kind of this goofy. She acts as their... what I'm going to try to think. They're Oracle, like Oracle from the Batman comics. You know, she sits on the computer and she does the research for them and whatnot. You know, maybe she's kind of their the heart of the team. You know, and she's the one trying to make them all work. Or if you follow Arrow, she would be their Felicity. You know, and then now this might be kind of a reach, but I'm afraid that they'll get rid of this character on Supernatural soon, and I really hope they don't. But if they do, if they need to make room for other characters and they decide to get rid of her, I hope they don't kill her. And that character I'm talking about is Rowena. Rowena is one of my favorite characters on the show, and she has become more of a regular. I'm constantly worried that they're going to kill her off, though, because female characters especially who become regulars on the show tend to die. Yeah, right? So I thought it'd be weird, and I've seen a couple episodes that show Rowena maybe is starting to kind of turn her head. You know, she's still a witch, but she's starting to turn her head a little bit as far as wanting to be all wicked and powerful, and maybe just a little wicked, you know. But it'd be really entertaining to see a character who is kind of the ex-villain be brought onto this Supernatural team, and everybody's not quite trusting of her, but she would end up being a great value to the team for sure. And then the Missouri Mosley character and Rowena, the interaction between these two characters I just think would be just a hoot and a half. I mean, it would just be so much fun to watch. So anyways, that's my pitch. That's my idea for Supernaturals. I know, working title. I think it'd be a fun idea. I think it's a better spinoff idea than the other one I heard that they were going to do off of Supernatural. I'm not even going to talk about that lame idea. But, so there it is. There's my rant, and there's my peace of mind. Goodbye. And have a wonderful whatever.